funny.
Why do I feel like when we get off today and we transfer into the office, I'll see no shortage of pictures and videos of Meow?
They would like to get 10 look, pounds. Kaylee. They would like to get 10 pounds off of Meow.
Right.
They're going to watch cat videos where the kittens are getting dangerously close to the subway rails.
Third rail.
That's the new thing.
There's a model who said she had a six-month relationship with Simon Cowell back in the day, more than 10 years ago, and she says they once had sex 11 times in one night.
I call bullcrap.
She said it happened on their third or fourth
day. Have you ever had sex 11 times in one night?
No, of course not.
I was asking Kaylee. No.
She said we slept a little bit in between, but only for a few minutes. But she said he was always, even back then.
Jackie would pack her bags.
Ever the judge. He would analyze my performance and tell me how I could improve. Pilar Sanders, the soon-to-be ex-wife of Deion Sanders, arrested for domestic violence after allegedly attacking Deion in their Texas home yesterday afternoon. This is the one that he was tweeting about. He claims his estranged wife and her friend jumped him in his bedroom and that two of his sons witnessed the alleged attack. They're still living together in their home, even though they're going through a very, very bitter divorce. The defense presenting its opening statement yesterday in the Roger Clemens trial. He's accused of lying to Congress when he said that he had never used steroids or HGH.
Did you see, though? Like, you know how the prosecution had their big witness ready to go in one Anthony Pettit?
Right.
Yeah, sorry, Anthony won't be there. Sorry, Andy.
I know the judge...
Don't need your testimony.
The judge got pissed because he was basically saying you're making it too complicated for the average person.
They can't follow that.
Who doesn't know about HGH or doesn't have a medical degree.
You know why? Because there's no case. They're trying to climb.
Well, the judge got...
And I should have said Andrew, not Anthony. I know it's Andy Pettit.
The judge got angry and was like, come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Figure out what you're doing. This is the second time you've tried this. Get him, Rocket!
Mickey Loomis could be in more trouble, this time for using a device to listen to opposing coaches on game days inside the Superdome. He is currently serving an 8-game ban for his role in Bounty Gate, but now, according to Outside the Lines on ESPN, he had a little device that was hardwired into his suite where he could just put in a little earpiece and flip between listening to the opposing team's offensive and defensive communications without them knowing about it. So initially, it was for him to listen to members of the Saints.
Right.
But then he figured out how to switch things around. Like, well, why would I listen to my own people when I can listen to the other teams?
Get me an electrical worker in here, and I'm ready to go.
Sources said that they used it for part of the 2002 season, all of 2003 and 2004.
Where they did very well.
Also, the NHL has announced the finalists for a few of their annual awards. The Lady Bing nominees for the player that exhibits sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct, Brian Campbell from the Panthers, Jordan Eberle from the Oilers, and Matt Molson from the Islanders.
I like Molson to win that. Sometimes guys get made fun of for winning the Lady Bing.
Also, the award for the best defensive forward, nominees are Pavel Datsyuk from the Red Wings.
Again.
Patrice Bergeron from the Bruins. And David Backes from the Blues.
I like Backes.
One game on the schedule for tonight. It's another elimination game. Devils hosting the Florida Panthers. Nationals out west against the Padres at 10:05. Orioles at home against Toronto at 7:05. Also, word out of the NBA's, we should find out today what sort of disciplinary action Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace, is going to receive. The Lakers, by the way, don't play again until Thursday. So look at news and sports. Take a look at the weather coming next.
This is 102.1 The X.
It was just a very relaxed setting. Professionalism there is outstanding.
You just almost feel like home.
It's a nice experience.
It's very informal.
They do value your opinion.
Participating in a product research session at the Consumer Opinion Center is easier than you might think. The Consumer Opinion Center is looking for men 21 to 54 that consume natural flavor varieties of long cut dip to participate in a tobacco related consumer research study starting April 25th. You will be compensated for your time, up to $175. If you are a long cut dip consumer between the ages of 21 and 54, you may have a chance to earn some extra money through the Consumer Opinion Center. You will you'll be compensated for your time, up to $175. For more information, call 1-800-926-7262 today or visit ConsumerOpinionCenter.com. That's 1-800-926-7262 or visit ConsumerOpinionCenter.com today.
1021 VX.
Stick a knife inside me and twist it all around. I want love to grab my fingers gently, slam them in a doorway, put my face into the ground. I want love to murder my own mother and take her off to somewhere.
Weather for today, D.C. and Richmond, a little bit of sun and breezy with highs in the lower 60s in Richmond, right around 60 in D.C.
All right, thank you very much, Diane. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Call me right now, please. I have a pair of tickets for you. I will send you to the D.C. 101 Chili Cook-Off. That takes place on May the 12th, RFK Stadium. All benefiting the National Kidney Foundation. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
In the morning. Hop on the iHeartRadio private jet to Nashville, where you'll hang with the Black Keys and listen to some new tunes in their studio. It's an iHeartRadio ultimate experience with the Black Keys, thanks to Warner Brothers Records, powered by Ashley Furniture Home Store and 1021 The X, Richmond's Rock Station.
Richmond, it's time to move. West Broad Hyundai is beginning the move down the street to our new, larger location. But before we can start the move, we have to sell off all this Hyundai inventory. It's gotta go. We're putting moving sale prices on every Hyundai in stock. Plus, we're giving top dollar for each and every trade-in. During the moving sale, you can drive off in a 2012 Elantra GLS for only $159 a month, and you've got at least 30 to choose from. Or drive home in a 2012 Sonata GLS for just $19,399. Now that's a moving sale price. And the 2012 Santa Fe GLS all-wheel drive is yours for $21,999. Remember, every new Hyundai we sell comes with the Hyundai Assurance Plan and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It's time to move, Richmond. Head straight to West Broad Hyundai. West Broad Hyundai, where the price is always right. Come see us at Broad and Glenside or westbroadhyundai.com.
Elantra is a 48-month loan, then lease of $24.99 due. Taxes, tax, 49 processing fee, and rebates, all rebates with approved credit. Sell-in, April 30th.
Hey, it's Fletcher. You know, I've spent most of my 20s moving around. I seem to relocate to a new apartment every, like, 6 months. That's not a joke. All my stuff has been super beaten up, so I needed to get some new stuff. I went to Ashley Furniture Home Store. Whatever room in your place you need to upgrade, Ashley Furniture Home Store has it taken care of. And get this. This week, they're extending the friends and family discount to you. That's super low. Huge savings. Stop by there, get the friends and family discount. They're so easy to work with. They're so nice. They completely get it. Hit them in Midlothian, Richmond, or Colonial Heights. Ashley Furniture Home Store. Tell them Fletcher sent you.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
When it comes to wireless, what do you look for? A great plan, reliable coverage, an amazing phone, or the lowest monthly rates? At Intellos Wireless, it's okay to choose all of the above. We offer unlimited nationwide smartphone plans with the lowest monthly rates anywhere. And now coverage is better than ever because Intellos customers can connect to the nation's best networks for less. Plus, Intellos now has iPhone 4 and 4S. Great rates, reliable coverage, and iPhone 4S. The best value in wireless just got better. Intellos Wireless.
Folks are talking about Argent Credit Union. Here's one now. Argent.
Argent offers free checking. How much does that cost?
It's free, as in no cost.
How many fees will I pay?
None. It's totally free.
Look, man to man, it's got to cost something.
Well, if you drive over to sign up, you'll have to pay for gas.
I knew. That's it. On my way.
Argent.
My my car payment is hanging over my head like the sword of Damocles.
Damocles. Gosh, that's really scary.
Keeps me up at night.
Then switch to Argent. We have auto loans as low as 2.49% APR, new or refinanced. You'll lower your payment and get some sleep.
I feel better already.
Got questions about Argent? Call or visit us at argentcu.org. NCUA insured. Membership eligibility required.
Your credit. Is that what's keeping you from owning the best in quality furniture, computers, electronics, appliances, rims, and jewelry? Not at USA Discounters. They say no credit, need credit, no problem. Military and government employees are always approved for credit. At USA Discounters, you don't rent, you own, with low monthly payments. That new living room and bedroom you've been dreaming of? They're waiting for you right now at USA Discounters and ready for immediate delivery. So are the appliances, entertainment centers, surround sound systems, and gaming systems you thought you couldn't afford. What about those tires and rims you've been wanting for your car, or that jewelry for someone special? You'll find all that at USA Discounters. And remember, military and government employees are always approved for credit. See everything that USA Discounters can help you afford today in Crossing Shopping Center or at usadiscounters.net. USA Discounters, your incredible credit store.
Support our home team and save on brands and products you love. That includes Team USA sponsor products like Coca-Cola soft drinks, Kellogg's cereal, Bounty paper towels. Save on these and more during the Cartbuster Savings event at Kroger.
April shower spring savings on the most popular models at Haley Toyota. Qualified Haley Toyota buyers receive $500 Toyota customer cash or 1.9% financing on new 2012 Corollas. Purchase a new 2012 RAV4 with 0% financing or $750 Toyota customer cash. Or take home the new 2012 Tacoma with $500 Toyota customer cash. Shop Haley Toyota 7 days a week at Route 288 in Hull Street or online at HaleyToyota.com.
Offer expires April 30th. All offer on approved credit and $399 processing fee.
1021 DX.
And all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Another day at work.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, listen, I got tickets for you. I'm going to send you to the DC 101 Chili Cook-Off.
I can't wait.
Taking place May the 12th, you will see the Airborne Toxic Event, Angels and Airwaves, AWOL Nation, Cake, Incubus, and a whole bunch more. So if you hold tight 1 second, Kaylee would like to get some info from you, and we'll get you set up with tickets for Cook-Off.
Thanks, big guy.
Hey, real quick, you mind I ask you something?
What's that?
Did you keep up with that story? Diane was talking about it in the news. I don't even know what gate we're calling this one. But where Mickey Loomis allegedly was listening to what the other teams were saying.
Oh yeah, I kind of believe that. I'm not sure, but I kind of believe that.
You know what? I do too. I totally believe. Oh, sorry, Tyler. I totally believe it. And not only that, I believe a lot of teams do it. Just they got caught.
Yes. I feel the same way, because sometimes the games are so blown out. It's like, how did they even know what play was coming up?
But you know what? Like, even just taking that part of it out of it. But, first of all, Mickey Loomis is not a really believable person right now. He was already told by the NFL, nah, make Bounty Gate stop, and they didn't do that. So, he already has got himself in a bad spot. Outside the lines, I can't see them coming forward with an accusation like that without knowing that it's true.
No, especially like we said earlier, it's federal charges. So
I feel like, and I also feel like there's so much on the line between ESPN and the NFL that if it weren't true, it would set up such a long-term fight that it wouldn't be worth them just going forward on, you know what, we got this one person who told us, so we're going to do it. I can't see them doing that.
So do you think that the threatened lawsuit will be just that?
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be,
Who's threatening the suit?
The Saints.
Are threatening to sue ESPN?
They spoke exclusively to Fox Sports.
Oh, take that, ESPN. No wonder nobody saw it.
And denied it. I think they said it's like 1,000%
false. 1,000% not true.
And said that they're going to move forward with suit.
Okay.
But is this one of those cases where you see it in the tabloids with celebrities?
Oh, we're suing. Yeah. This is BS.
And then
they crickets. Don't. Paid,
yeah.
Right, of course, because it looks good up front, and then the story goes away. But does that make you believe that ESPN has documentation? Or does ESPN just have a bunch of people that said, hey, you know what? I'll swear to it. ESPN isn't stupid. ABC isn't stupid to go, hey, we're going to put the story out there. If the Saints want to argue it in live, would you be willing to get on a witness stand and testify? That's one thing. It's another thing for them to come in and go, hey, here's all the wiring I did. Here's all the emails between my company and Mickey Loomis.
Here's transcripts.
Exactly.
Of what he heard, right?
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing to get into a he said, she said. It's another thing to go in and go, hey, here's this chain of emails from Mickey Loomis telling me to change the wiring. Here's this chain of emails that talk about this is what we want to do.
But wouldn't he be smarter than to have that in print?
Who?
To send an email to somebody, Mickey
Loomis?
What about,
I don't know how much you know about Mickey Loomis, but based on what you know about him over the last 3 months, does genius come to mind?
No, but, I mean, it's kind. Wouldn't it be second nature not to have a paper trail like that if you're asking somebody to, you know, switch the wiring or whatever they would term it to be able to listen to the opposing team?
What if I just told you I need you to switch the wiring without any explanation? I'm your boss.
I'd tell somebody before I'd write it in an email.
I'm your boss. Here's what I need done. I need Dorothy in communications. I need her to oversee some wiring. I need this blue wire to go to this room and not this room. Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay.
You're gonna go question Mickey Loomis?
No.
No, you're gonna haul your ass down there and start doing some wiring. He wouldn't have to say, hey, I believe I can listen in to all these guys. You wouldn't even have to say that.
No.
Doesn't it make you think, though?
Whenever I watch football, and I'm talking B-A-L-L, not B-U-L.
Right.
B-O-L. I think that people are listening in. But the Saints came out when I think you mentioned it, they said, hey, there's an NFL-appointed frequency coordinator who sits on those lines and monitors for questionable activity.
Right.
But it looks so easy. I've been to a race.
But doesn't it make you think, though, any team could do that?
That's sure. What I'm saying. Whenever you watch the games, it just seems like it'd be so easy.
They always show the guys up in the booth calling out stuff down to the field. Why wouldn't Snyder have somebody sitting in there listening? So is it every team is doing something like that? It's just the Saints got caught and we're going to make an example?
What, everybody else is just
somebody,
doing it better?
Is there... No, they just got caught. Is there somebody scurrying around FedEx right now pulling wiring out? Oh my God, if the league's going to start looking, get that wiring out.
Wouldn't the Redskins have had a better season? I mean, that...
Think of how bad it could have been.
That's with the benefit.
Think of how bad it could have been.
Now if every team's doing it... Does ESPN, who obviously is in bed with the National Football League...
In a big way.
Do they choose to take a punch at the one eye of the Saints that isn't blackened?
Well, this may be the only one that they have proof of.
But it's like they're already down. So it's like, okay, yeah, the Saints...
So you're thinking, we could go after... We know this goes on in the NFL. We can blow this up and go after any team. And let's just go after Mickey Loomis. He's already dying.
Let's not dump on another...
Let's not take down another franchise.
One of our, you know, entities.
This team's already... It's not going to surprise anybody that Mickey Loomis is doing something else dirty.
And then it's like you said, a warning shot for everyone else. Because even the Saints coordinator, he said it's like virtually impossible. That, to me, leaves room for...
Him to know that it is possible.
That you could do it.
I also don't like when somebody says, That is 1,000% not true.
Because that makes them that much more believable?
Well, no, to me it makes it look like it's such a lie.
No.
I don't want my lawyer to tell you that it's 1,000%. He's 1,000% not guilty. Yeah, he's just not guilty. Excuse me. Where am I going? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is it me?
Yeah, who's this?
Nick from Sykesville.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, I was just thinking, didn't the Patriots get caught with that a few years ago?
But weren't they just taping the other team? Like, they weren't listening in and eavesdropping on their conversations.
Oh, I thought that's what the whole thing was.
Mm-mm.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I'm just chewing. Yeah, no, they were just videotaping.
Oh, videotaping, I got you.
But it does. It makes me think. It's like when they get mad at baseball players.
Or?
Stealing signs.
Oh.
Anytime you're on second base, you're watching the catcher. You know what they're doing.
That's why you gotta wait to the last second.
Can't tip somebody off. We did it in high school. If I can do it in high school, a professional can do it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
What's up, sexy?
Hey, what's going on, good looking?
Elliot, this is Fat Chris, man.
Oh, hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, oh, and FYI, y'all were talking about Biz Markie yesterday. Dude's got a collection. He used to live in Laurel Lakes, no joke.
Oh, really?
In Laurel. I've been to his house. I did some work in his house back in 04.
Oh, all right.
So, FYI off the topic. But anyway.
Did he have that Flintstones
all
game?
All you have to do is find a circuit tracer. You know, bring a journeyman electrician in there.
Right.
And, you know, you think even Loomis doesn't have to bring somebody in from the staff. He can just call an outside person, outside lineman, and say, hey, look, you know, I need work done. And when that person gets there, they're going to say, look, I have $5,000. I need you to put this here and here. No questions asked. Any person, especially a journeyman, is going to say, sure.
Yeah. Because he probably got a bunch of sweet-ass jerseys, some tickets, and some parking.
And hot dogs.
Oh, forget about it.
How many hot dogs are in your mouth?
I've eaten, this is my third hot dog. I'm going to kick Sonia Thomas's ass this year. I'm getting ready for the 4th of July.
Yeah, for Clear Channel, we got a little prick upstairs that likes to listen to what we say all the time.
Are you serious?
Of course we do.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I know you hear me, you prick. This is Fat Chris, son of a bitch.
All right, dude. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you later.
From Twitter, Tamir says, the last person I heard say they were 1,000% sure about something was a baby mama on Maury. And she was wrong for the fifth time.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and my dad's an electrician, and when a client would come to him, he would ask them why they would want to switch the flip, or flip the switches.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. If I got hired, if I was working for
the stadium, right?
Not even the stadium. If I was just Elliott's Electronics, and they were like, hey, here's 10 grand, you see, we need to... We're moving locker rooms around, so we need to be able to listen in here and not over here. Can you rerun the wiring? All right, Captain. Got it, Loomis. Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Who the hell am
I
to ask?
I don't know. I would be like, why?
You would. What do you do for a living?
Me? I'm a restaurant manager.
Okay. So I call you in and go, hey, you know what? I need you to oversee. I'm closing this restaurant down, opening a new one. I need to hire you for $40,000 to oversee the staffing. You're going to ask me, oh, well, why are you shutting down? Why, you're not going to read me of the riot act. You can do whatever I want.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's very true.
And I don't even have, like, Breeze jerseys to give you or anything.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. If there was, like, just some electrician here and you had the opportunity to go work for the Redskins for 20 minutes... and do some illegal wiring, and you don't know it's illegal. It's not like the guy's doing anything wrong.
No questions.
Listen, here's tickets too. You'll go see RG3's first game. Okay.
I mean, if you're an experienced electrician, then you would know.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, you would do it. You would do it. All of us would do it. I would do it. It's none of my business. You're breaking the law, not me. I'm just wiring you up. I totally believe the Redskins are doing it. I believe every team is
Everybody.
Doing it. I do.
There's an interesting theory that Blake has put forth on Twitter.
Go ahead.
and forgive me if it's been out there, I've never heard this, that the NFL doesn't want the Saints to be a home team Super Bowl team.
No, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. No. That one I'm not buying.
When's the last time that happened?
Well, going into the season? I mean, right now they don't know. So, I mean, anytime the game's played in Miami, you run the risk of the Dolphins being a home team Super Bowl team.
You run that risk every year.
Wait a minute. Was Arizona the year the Cardinals went to the Super Bowl? Was that played where is it? Glendale, I believe, is where their stadium is, right outside of Phoenix. But Phoenix is their city. Oh, Diane, you better get on that.
Super Bowl 43.
Do I have that right?
It was
Steelers, Cardinals.
Tampa Bay.
So they moved it to Tampa in order to accommodate. I don't know.
Come on, you should have known that.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Jesus. I had to pull that from my memory.
But, I mean,
I didn't even know what to Google.
But, like, what is... Seriously. No, but you know what I mean? Like, for example, they keep talking about how New York's going to get a Super Bowl. It's not like the Giants are a crappy team, so am I supposed to then believe that they're going to all of a sudden blow up the Giants so there's no chance they play at home?
Let's see what happens in the offseason leading up to that season.
And what about when they play the Super Bowl in London? Then what are they going to do?
Well, then they'll probably keep the Bucks out.
Yes, they are. Oh, that's right. Same owner.
United,
nice work.
Yeah.
Nice work.
I don't know if he still owns them. Glazer?
Yeah, and I believe he does.
By the way, Champions League action today on Fox Soccer Channel.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get Barcelona, Chelsea, leg two. Let's go.
I watched. Hey, who does Christian? What the hell is his name? Ronaldo.
Yeah, yeah.
Who does he play for?
He plays for Real Madrid.
Oh, he kicked his ass the other day.
Well, they won in league play. Yeah.
Saw that, Diane. How about me?
Yep.
Hey, just the other thing, sports. What?
I would like to know, Diane, because I see you typing feverishly over there.
Oh, if a home team has ever played in the Super Bowl?
Well, no, I bet that's had to have happened.
Well, the only one I could think of didn't. Did the Dolphins ever play a home game? Oh, wait a minute. Did Tampa play their Super Bowl at home? Okay. Let's go. This last year it was at Lucas Oil Field.
You know what? Let me stop you. Multiple people chiming in saying it's never happened.
So they purposely did it. So every year now moving forward, wherever the Super Bowl is, according to Blake, the NFL is going to F up their team so they can't have... What would they care? It's not like fans get tickets.
Still. It's the surroundings. I'd be pissy.
Doesn't matter.
I hate when stuff is played at a quote-unquote neutral site, but it's in that region of one of those schools, and it's still like a home game. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, but there's no way around that. They got to decide where the game is. Unless they're always going to have the game in a city where there's no... Unless they said, you know what? Super Bowl will only be played at the Rose Bowl.
Play on a battleship. That's fair. That's what the Spartans in North Carolina did this year.
Yeah, there's no way around it. They have to decide these things.
You want another hot dog?
Well, I was going to say, my breath smells like hot dogs.
Really?
Fierce.
We're also being urged to break out the tinfoil hats.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? This is Mark.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Not much. I was just looking it up in Green Bay. Before it was called the Super Bowl, they played at home. I don't know what year that was.
Was that just like for the, what was it, the AFL or NFL championship or something? They were still wearing leather helmets. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And then also there's been two that have been played in the team's like home city, but not in their actual stadium. And
which two were they?
49ers played in Stanford Stadium, and then the Raiders played at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, wow.
But no one's ever played in their actual home stadium, it looks like.
Well, that's why, and Goodell's going to make damn sure it doesn't happen moving forward.
Yeah, hey, you know.
Hey, can I ask you something else real quick?
No reason to have so much advantage, right?
No, there's no advantage there. Hey, let me ask you this real quick, just moving, just switching over for a second.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was also reading there's a lot of people that want Ron Artest to be charged criminally.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in favor of that, are you?
No.
I feel like I always end up on the losing end of this argument, but I hate when that happens. When I saw that yesterday, where they were like, you know what? If I were walking down the street and did that, well, of course, if you were walking down the street and did that. But that doesn't matter.
Were there any criminal charges at the palace?
Yeah, but he went after.
But I mean, that's
he went after players.
But it was
that was people in the crowd.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. He went after fans in the stands.
Right.
Oh, that's a rhyme.
That's warranted.
Two guys slugging each other on a court, tough titty.
Yeah, people are afraid to hit each other as it is. If you're going to put down criminal charges on them, you know.
I hate it. And the only reason, partially, that I was glad to see it is every time something happens in hockey, they're like, oh, somebody ought to press criminal charges.
So at least
I was happy to see that. But no, I hate when they do that. I hate that. I was watching some news show last night, and they were like, well, I got to tell you, Mike, if you and I were just walking down the street and I elbowed you in the head like that, they'd get me for criminal assault. Like, of course they would. If we were walking down the street and I threw a baseball and hit you in the head, it'd be the same thing.
Drives me crazy. You got to let people go at it a little bit, get some rivalries going and gets people interested, you know?
Although it does make me laugh, all the people that are defending him. How can anybody defend him for that?
No, he can't defend it. I mean, he's got to get some kind of suspension going on for that, but, some kind of fine. But no legal stuff going on.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
Hey, can I get a T-shirt?
Yeah, hold on one sec. I'll do that for you. Hold on one sec. All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the Morning.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.com/EITM online.
1021 The X and the George Scion present Ticket Takeover Thursday. Win tickets to the Honda Civic Tour presents Lincoln Park. Thursday at 11, 1, 3, and 5. Or win by being a member of the X Empire at 1021thex.com. Ticket Takeover Thursday, powered by the George Scion. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
Anywhere you go.
iHeartRadio.
48-hour layover in some airports so small your plane almost hit a donkey when you landed. You pop in your earbuds and drown out your sorrows with the Foo Fighters. Because iHeartRadio lets you take your favorite stations with you, even when you're out of range. Plus, make free custom playlists. Just type in a song or artist.
GOTYE.
And iHeartRadio does the rest. Now available on the new Nokia Lumia 900 from AT&T. And at iHeartRadio.com.
Triathletes are a strange breed. A swim, then a bike, and a run. If you are that fit, you're a little loose-knit. Because you've no time left over for fun. Marathon runners are crazy, sprinting 26 miles like a breeze. But if you're a man who still does what he can, Miller 64 is sure to please. A swim by itself is relaxing, and then the runner's high cannot be beat. But to push it so far as to outpace a car, I've got better things to do with my feet. There's ways to keep your life in balance without going completely insane. Just a jog to the store is one way you can score a bottle of Colt 64. To Miller 64, to Miller 64. To returning to fitness with beer is my witness. To Miller 64.
Great beer, great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Per 12 ounces, Miller 64 contains 64 calories, 2.4 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
April shower spring savings on the most popular models at Haley Toyota. Qualified Haley Toyota buyers receive $500 Toyota customer cash or 1.9% financing on new 2012 Corollas. Purchase a new 2012 RAV4 with 0% financing or $750 Toyota customer cash. Or take home the new 2012 Tacoma with $500 Toyota customer cash. Shop Haley Toyota 7 days a week at Route 288 in Hull Street or online at HaleyToyota.com.
Offer expires April 30th. All offer on approved credit and $399 processing fee.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Get great service and coverage at a great price with affordable car insurance from Nationwide. Start saving today with auto insurance discounts that meet your needs, life, and budget. For a free quote, call your local agent, Richard King, in Powhatan, or visit findmylocalagent.com.
Carytown just got swankier. Bombshell's customized airbrush tanning will keep your tan banging all year long. And the Brazilian waxing? Girlfriend, it's virtually pain-free and super sexy. Need I say more? Visit ilovebombshell.com today, baby.
I'm Sergeant Kim Burnett of the Henrico County Police Traffic Safety Unit. Drunk driving is not an accident. It's an epidemic of careless disregard for human life. Each year in the United States, nearly 12,000 people are killed in impaired driving crashes. That could be equal to 30 jumbo jets crashing each year. No one should ever get that late night knock on their door or phone call telling them their loved one has died as a result of an impaired driver. Don't drink and drive. Bus driving is drunk driving.
On the iHeartRadio private jet to Nashville, where you'll hang with the Black Keys and listen to some new tunes in their studio. It's an iHeartRadio ultimate experience with the Black Keys, thanks to Warner Brothers Records, powered by Ashley Furniture Home Store and 102.1 The X, Richmond's Rock Station. This is Elliot in the Morning on 102.1 The X, Richmond's Rock Station.
In the morning.
Just search Top Dog Truck, 571-208-2758. Each week, Top Dog Truck serves their standard top dogs and one special dog of the week. I challenge you to eat as many in a day as I have. Locations updated continuously. Usually hanging around Northern Virginia. Solutions Drive in Tyson's Corner is a regular spot. Keep Top Dog Truck in mind for corporate events, school, PTA events, community events, house parties, weddings, whatever you need. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Fantastic. All right, Mama, let me do this over here, and let's do a little bit of dirt, please.
Dancing with the Stars back for a results show tonight. Voice to Men is performing 9 o'clock on ABC. Florence and the Machine are going to be on The Voice results show 9 o'clock on NBC. A new episode of Glee. First season finale already of Doomsday Preppers. That's tonight. Jimmy Fallon has the president, along with musical guest Dave Matthews, and your boy Jason Mraz is on with Chelsea Lately.
Get him, Jason.
New music this week from Jack White, also The Wanted. Somebody needs to leave work early in order to go make a purchase. See, there's some that he'll only do digitally, but then there are certain ones he wants to have the actual disc.
Yeah, I bought Jack White's record digitally.
New Trickster, as well as new Eve 6 today. Scotty McCreery pitching in his high school baseball game the other day in Garner, North Carolina, when the opposing batter hit a one-hopper back to the mound that nailed him in the throat. A record company executive says that he was not injured.
Oh, thank God.
Thank goodness. Prince Harry's going to be coming to D.C. Look for him on May 7th. He'll be in town to get an award from the Atlantic Council for his work with wounded soldiers. Also doing some charity work while he's in town. Trace Adkins will be one of the performers on this year's National Memorial Day concert, May 27th. here in D.C., the one that airs on PBS, Joe Mantegna, Gary Sinise are the co-hosts. Other guests include Colin Powell, Natalie Cole, actress Selma Blair, and Ellen Burstyn, along with Dennis Franz, special guest.
Oh, look who's working again.
Sipowitz, right? Maynard's Pussifer has unveiled tour dates for a summer tour. They'll go on sale this Friday for the shows June 15th at the Lyric Opera House, also at the National. That's June 18th in Richmond. You knew this yesterday. System of a Down, Deftones confirming that date at Verizon
what?
Center for August 7th. Because, of course, they were trying to put out some cryptic tweets. Also, there's a new video clip of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love rehearsing an unreleased song called Stinking of You from a documentary called Hit So Hard that is making the rounds today. Sinead O'Connor says she is canceling all touring for the year because of bipolar disorder. She announced that on her website yesterday, which is now, along with her Twitter, no longer active. It sounds like she wants to work on getting better, according to what she said online. Jennifer Aniston not going to get married in Greece this summer. There were lots of rumors that she supposedly wanted to make it to the altar before Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, but then other people bring up the whole fact that, she was supposedly looking at venues in Crete where her father was born.
That's an island.
And then people were saying, if one of the most photographed women in the entire world happened to be looking at a wedding venue with her boyfriend, don't you think that would have created some photographic evidence? So her people are saying it is not true. She was not even in Greece. Noah Wiley arrested yesterday during a protest here in D.C., along with 100 other members of a group trying...
If they didn't tell you it was him, would you have known by looking at him that was Noah Wiley?
Nope.
Not a chance.
They're trying to stop Congress from cutting Medicaid. Russell Crowe will star in Darren Aronofsky's next picture called Noah, a retelling of the biblical story of Noah's Ark. Productions starting in New York and Iceland in July. Also, the Avengers opening up on May 4th. They also announced the final trailer for The Dark Knight Rises is going to air ahead of that movie. An 18-year-old woman in England has been picked from more than 8,000 candidates in a contest to find the perfect face.
You know what? I saw this yesterday. No.
Blonde.
She's pretty.
Yeah, of course. Blonde, blue-eyed. Almost perfectly symmetrical. Her eyes and mouth, I guess, in all of the mathematical ratios.
Yeah, they are.
For ideal beauty. I mean, can't you, like, line up 10?
I've seen girls prettier than her.
Yeah. I mean, not only in, like, Hollywood. I feel like there's...
No, walking around the street.
Prettier girls you see walking on the street.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she's not ugly. I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed or nothing.
Yep. Megan Fox reportedly pregnant with her first child with Brian Austin Green. Alfonso Rivera led a flash mob to the Carlton dance yesterday and may have broken a world record in the process for the highest number of people flash mobbing in North America. It didn't even look like there were that many people. So it was him walking out.
Was that the video that I saw earlier?
Yeah.
That was Alfonso Rivera?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Him walking out with the boombox and then everybody joined in with him. Not into it. Finally, Aerosmith's Tom Hamilton says 60 Minutes tricked the band into saying bad things about Steven Tyler by using Lara Logan's breasts. He says they edited out most of the good things they said and highlighted the bad stuff and then barraged Steven Tyler with it. He said she had a very low-cut top on, and I'm like, this is sort of get the band nervous with your cleavage kind of stuff, and look what happened. Really? So, he is not happy with CBS or 60 Minutes.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. Give me one quick break. We'll wrap everything up next.
Elliot in the morning.
102.1 The X and the George Scion present Ticket Takeover Thursday. Win tickets to the Honda Civic Tour presents Lincoln Park. Listen Thursday at 11, 1, 3, and 5. Or win by being a member of the X Empire at 1021thex.com. Ticket Takeover Thursday. Powered by the George Scion. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
Live from Progressive.
First caller.
Hi, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I think you
you call the wrong number, but Progressive.com lets you compare our rates with our competitors. So there are other fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, you'll find someone.
No, you can really compare rates at Progressive.com.
Wow, you got over that quickly.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Need a better job? Go to the job fair hosted by the Richmond Times-Dispatch and Monster on Tuesday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Employers will be looking for candidates with experience in the engineering, technical, nursing, and healthcare fields. For more information, visit TimesDispatch.com/jobs. The Times Dispatch Monster Job Fair, April 24th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center.
Hey, it's Bill Bevins. You've heard me talking about Brandon Mechanical Heating and Airwell this week. If you like them on Facebook, you can register to win $200 cold hard cash. The winner's going to be chosen May 7th, like my friends at Bradley Mechanical. On Facebook today, win $200 cash.
Sleepy Sealy one-day mattress sale is tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get a 70% off special purchase, like Sealy Queen two-piece set starting at just $2.99. And best of all, get free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, only at Sleepy's.
Christina Aguilera, Adam Levine, CeeLo, and Blake Shelton have been battling it out to find out who has the best voice in America on NBC's The Voice. And live tonight, find out who America saved and who will be going to the semifinals. Plus, this is it. The remaining singers have one last chance to perform before their coach chooses who to save. Tune in for your chance to win The Voice Watch and Win sweepstakes and attend the finale of the hottest music competition. You and a guest will fly to L.A., stay at a luxury hotel, and be one of the select people in the audience for the live finale. Go to 1021thex.com, keyword The Voice, and answer a question from the show for a chance to win.
Hi, it's Kat Simons. If you think there is just no help for you, if you're suffering from allergies, what you don't know, Dr. Call and his fellow doctors. You need to check them out. Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. RichmondAllergy.com. They're wonderful.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the war with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Donate today at giveuso.org.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Richmond Hokies, Frank Beamer here, inviting you to attend the Central Virginia Wine Festival hosted by the Virginia Tech Alumni Association on Saturday, May 12th from noon to 6 at the Snagajob Pavilion. For complete event information, please visit RichmondHokies.org.
Hello, I'm Mayor Dwight C. Jones. Join me on April 28th, 2012 at the City of Richmond's Get Healthy, Stay Healthy Expo at the Greater Richmond Convention Center and Chick-fil-A Cowwalk at Festival Park in downtown Richmond. Come enjoy our many vendors, take a Zumba class, learn how to cook healthy, and experience our amazing walking trail and park in the middle of the expo. This is a great time for you to join the City of Richmond on our quest to build a healthier, better Richmond with the Healthy Richmond campaign. So save the date for April 28th. It's time to get healthy, Richmond.
Did you know that 80% of all crashes involve some sort of driver distraction? I'm Doug Middleton, Chief of Police for Henrico County. These distractions involve cell phone usage, texting while driving, eating, talking to your passengers, looking at roadside incidents, and much more. Always keep your eyes on the road. Distracted driving can cost a life or a lifetime of rehabilitation. Distracted driving, is it really worth it?
Hop on the iHeartRadio private jet to Nashville, where you'll hang with the Black Keys and listen to some new tunes in their studio. It's an iHeartRadio ultimate experience with the Black Keys, thanks to Warner Brothers Records, powered by Ashley Furniture Home Store and 1021 The X, Richmond's Rock Station. 1021 The X, Elliot in the Morning.
WWDC Washington, WRXL Richmond, from the top of the Elliot in the Morning building. This is the Elliot in the Morning Radio Network.
Louisville. Caps Bruins tomorrow night, game 7 in Boston. So thank you, Mr. Knubel. Also, don't forget, Caps fans, hockey fans, Baltimore Hockey Classic, September the 26th. Capitals take on the Blue Jackets. Those tickets are on sale and available now. They went on sale yesterday. I assume they're still left, or they would have told me, don't say that anymore, they're sold out. That's right, those tickets are on sale and available. Also, thank you very much again to Top Dog Truck. TheTopDogTruck.com. Also on Twitter at Top Dog Truck. They update their location on Twitter daily. Usually to be found in Northern Virginia. Also, keep them in mind for corporate events, school PTA events, community events, house parties, weddings, whatever you need. Email for them, topdogtruckdave@gmail.com. So thank you guys very much for coming in today. Tomorrow morning, more tickets to see the Avengers, more tickets for the Honda Civic Tour, and more tickets for the DC 101 Chili Cook-Off. Everybody have a good, safe day. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. Another day. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell. I'm Peter saying goodbye. I hate to go and leave this great inside. Bye. Hey.
See ya.
Rock for the capital city. 102.1 The X, Richmond's rock station.
is on 102.1 The X, Richmond's Rock Station. Hello there, it's Fletcher. Yep, I'm back. Yeah, I slept in yesterday, so what? I partied a little too hard with Young the Giant on Sunday. Iron Bridge Sports Park, we hit some golf balls. They played the National. They could not remove their temporary tattoos. Mine is still on my wrist. See the photos of both at 102.1thex.com.
Commercial free.
This program brought to you commercial free.
The X.